Black was a former assistant minority leader for Republicans when he served in the Illinois House of Representatives. He was known for his sometimes feisty debate style on issues on the House floor. Black is survived by his wife, Sharon, and their two children. When he announced that he would not be seeking re-election to the House seat in 2010, he said he wanted to spend more time with his family, including his grandchildren. Black had served in the House since 1986. In addition to his service in the Illinois General Assembly, Black was also an educator who served on the Danville Area Community College Board. He was serving as a Ward 7 alderman on the Danville City Council when he announced in August of 2014 he was stepping down from that position to join the DACC Board of Trustees. At the time, Black said he was leaving the City Council to avoid any possible conflict of interest while serving on the DAC Board. Black had also previously served on the Vermilion County Board, and for a while, he was chairman of the county board. It was in July of 2017 that Black told this reporter he was absolutely convinced that Mike Maron has what it takes to become the next state representative from Illinois' 104th District. Black said that he had seriously considered running for his old seat when then-Representative Chad Hayes announced that he would not be seeking re-election. I had to hit myself in the forehead and say, "What were you thinking when you even expressed an interest?" Black added. It's kind of like an old racehorse. You can bedeck the barn, but when you hear that call to the post, "Whoa, let me in there," said Black. "But with what my wife and I are faced with, it was just silly to consider it," he added. "And I'm impressed with Mike Maron. He's a new generation," added Black during that July 2017 interview. Former State Representative Bill Black, dead at 81. I'm Bill Pickett.